The Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129 presents Pathways of Learning, an in-depth look at Catholic education in America. Here's your host, Sister Marie Pappas.
Hi there. Our guest today, his family name is spelled M-U-E-L-L-E-R, but he's called Chris Miller. Last year, Chris Miller made his first appearance on Pathways of Learning and shared his vocal ensemble called Trio Triumvirum. Now he's taken that same exquisite classical sound in the service of the changes that we're all about to experience in the new Roman Missal as we celebrate the Catholic sacrifice of the Mass. In November, the weekend following Thanksgiving, we will all experience the more precise wording of Mass prayers translated from the Latin. This will be an amazing upgrade from the more casual, colloquial translation that we've been using in the English-speaking version of the vernacular. Chris Miller will have us singing these changes and singing like angels from heaven. So let's talk today about the new Roman Missal and the new music to accompany these changes. I'm wondering, what is your parish doing to prepare for the changes? Are you concerned about these changes? Because I was a child when the Mass was changed after Vatican II to the vernacular, which is, of course, the language of the people. And of course, here in the United States, that's the English language. And it's actually the translation of the English language that is a particular concern. After Vatican II, I remember the altar, which the priest did not face us when he was at the altar. We saw the back of the priest. And so as a child, the most dramatic change for me was now the priest was looking at us instead of looking at the crucifix and the high altar facing Godward. So this concern about Godwardness is actually the larger concern with all of these changes, the fact that we really do want to experience ourselves face-to-face with God, in the presence of God. And so all of these changes are to help us really to enter into very sacred space. And the other thing I've been reading as I anticipate these changes is that the Church is really concerned to have us experience ourselves lifted up into God's presence, face to face with God, to experience that union of earth and heaven. And when I was a child, the adults around me, many of them were so dismayed with the changes that followed Vatican II, because that's exactly what they mourned the loss of, that they just didn't feel anymore as though they were in that sacred space. I remember one man sharing with me, he felt as though he had lost God himself, because the mystery and the sublime nature of worship prior to Vatican II seemed to have been lost. And it's not so much the vernacular as it is the translation into the English language. There was an effort, and of course some of it was the times, to make it more familiar and easily accessible to the people, the whole notion of using the language of the people. But like, let's just say those who were concerned in a pastoral way were overly zealous. And in doing the translation, well, it's kind of like what we would call dumbing it down. But actually, it was like moving away from the art form into something so accessible that it lost some of its style of sacredness, or what we would call sublimity. And so people like Chris Miller, who's taking his great ability with music, he's partnering with the efforts of the Universal Church to bring back not only sacred language, language that is sublime, but also really very sacred, beautiful music. As I said earlier, those of you who have been with us had a taste of Chris Miller's music when he shared with us the Trio Triumvirum, but today you are really in for something, well, It's the language of the hour, something more sublime. So the new wording is going from a flat report to a beautiful piece of prose, or even at times it's going to sound more like poetry. And the promise is that the mystery of God will be more apparent and more felt. So what about you? Are you ready to welcome these changes? We're going to keep the vernacular, but we're going to elevate it to a more sublime presentation of what is a more accurate translation of the original Latin. So join the conversation today, 1-888-322-8465, 1-888-3-CATHOLIC. Now, Chris, you joined us last year as a guest and introduced us to Trio Triumvirum, that ensemble of sacred music that was performed vocally. And we learned then that your music really is a true elevation in that form of the sacred. And now you're introducing us to your amazingly eloquent compositions for the Mass at the New Roman Missal. So I'm wondering if we can start, as we're going to be talking about this music, if we can start with a sampling of the Kyrie that's early in the Mass, so we get a sense of the sound, this sublime nature that we're talking about. So let's take a little listen to the Kyrie. Chris has been working on the changes in the New Roman Missal and making them music.